Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to Monday Night America. Of course, I'm your host, Roger Noriega. Thank you for joining us. It is the Monday after Thanksgiving, and boy, was it a wonderful Thanksgiving. I have to tell you, I enjoyed myself as well as I was able to, and I just got a bit of good news. It looks like family is going to be visiting, so I have to change plans. I was already going to do something on Thursday and Friday, and it looks like I have to sadly request time off from work on Thursday, as family will be coming in from San Jose. So what do? We take one for the team. So I'm really happy, really excited, looking forward to their imminent arrival, and haven't seen them for, well, definitely before COVID, sometime in 2019. So this is my extended family. And I called them. I happened to call them today on quasi business and stuff. I'm trying to get them to be a part of the firm, basically. And lo and behold, they're coming down for 2 days. So I'm looking forward to that. And yeah, but I was committed to going out on Thursday and Friday. So I'm going to have to backtrack and see. And for all I know, someone already actually confirmed that they were going to be here, but damn, I got to change that. Good evening, Thomas. I figure you must be at home, young man. So if you'd like to join me, just let me know. As a matter of fact, let me see if I can get this to go. I'm going to do the invite, and I apologize that I did not post this as I should have. Wow, what a shock. You mean I didn't get going what I needed to get going? So let me head on over to Facebook and let me see. All right. So Dream, looking forward to that. We missed you on Saturday, pal. So I am really, really happy that you're going to be able to join us. And we'll see. So I'm going to post it in our NDB Media group. I'm on my way there right now. I just can't get there fast enough. So I'm looking forward to it. So let's see. Monday Night in America link for StreamYard. There it is. I put it in there and bam! Oh, I missed. Bam! There it is. Bam! It's posted. There it is. It's posted. So hopefully Dream will be able to join us in a moment. It's going to be an open night, folks. I was going to talk about something that I meant to talk about a week or 2 weeks ago. And it was on the 2022 annual buying guide from Consumer Reports. Has some really good stuff in there. And it's really fun to go over. I just re-upped with Consumer Reports. And boy, do they have a lot of stuff to go over. And we did review this prior to purchasing our brand new washing machine, which we had for about 7-8 years. And Z committed suicide. The washer did. Just the washer. But like I say, we're going to have Dream show up with us in just a few moments. Got to check and see what's going on. Ooh, lots of commentary. So I wonder if the, Alaska Airlines, man, $29. I got to tell you, I'm slumming, but I'm not chilling for them. Is that the word? I don't know. We'll see. But speaking of the man, the myth, the one who is. Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry. It's Dream.
Wow. Thank you. Appreciate that. That was a great intro.
Yeah, that was a great intro. How are you, young man?
I'm pretty good. I'm actually at work, but I'm on easy duty right now. I'm letting the kitchen take care of itself and letting the front end take care of itself and just kind of chilling and waiting to close drawers.
Excellent, Dream. Yeah, I can hear them in the background. So it was impressive, the pictures that you posted of the Thanksgiving meal with the family. And I'm talking about the extended family that you had right there, which is your business. That was impressive, dude. Who did the cooking?
My wife and I.
Dude, I have to tell you that this year for Thanksgiving, I did the cooking. And I want to, may I share my secret with you?
Sure.
Norms.
That sounds about right.
Let me tell you, folks, I guess I'm shilling for them as well. I went out and, well, I ordered it in the morning at about 9:30, and I wanted it ready at 3:45, and it was ready to go. It was a family meal. It was $59.95. I was impressed. It was ready, and it was good. Didn't have to cook, Dream. I didn't have to struggle as you did. It's not a struggle for you, though.
No, I was my wife's sous chef, so I did what she told me to do. I chopped vegetables, I lifted heavy things, and I put stuff in the oven.
See, Dream, so this is the difference between... Okay, there's many differences between you and I, but when it comes to sheer brain power, you were the sous chef. You had your priorities straight.
Yep.
See, in my world...
I wasn't trying to have that battle. She's a way better cook than I am, so I'm gonna do what she tells me to do, and I'm gonna get it done.
Wow, pictures were still impressive. How was the holiday out there by you? Because I can tell there's a criminal element going on.
There's always cops around this area, which is great for me.
Oh yeah, but then they keep breaking in, dude. What the hell?
I know. That's annoying. Hold on, I'll mute.
Aw, he muted. Well, we do have several people joining us. Go ahead, folks. Let us know who you are and where you hail from. You're in the chat room. I'm here live from hell. I mean Pomona, California. And I'm looking forward to having a conversation. Of course, Dream is out there in New Orleans. I know they don't pronounce it that way, but I do.
That's the quickest way to spot a tourist.
Fair enough.
Yep.
How do you pronounce
it? And also, if you ever come visit, don't ever take a bet from anybody out on the streets. Because one of the main things they'll tell you is, I bet you I could tell you where you got your shoes.
Yeah, go on.
And they'll tell you, on your feet, you owe them $5.
That's pretty good. I like it. All right, fair enough. I'll have to pay attention to that. Well, I'm not going to bet anyone because I'm not a betting person based on how well I do at calling it. Did we get your picks this weekend, Bell?
Yeah, I did horrible.
Oh, you did? What happened?
I got him in last minute, and I just tried to fly by the seat of my pants and took some guesses, and they were completely wrong.
I don't even know how badly I did. I'm sure I've done well. In about 13, 14 years of doing this, I never had a losing week up until, I believe, 2 weeks ago. And I think I'm going to have another losing week now, and it's like,
that was the week of the underdogs.
I remember that. Yeah. It was a fun week, but it was rather frustrating having picked what I did. But last week, I did pick the upset, Minnesota over Green Bay. But I got hosed this time around with the Rams. Idiots.
Man, we all got kind of trash. The Saints did horrible. But I did get the Raiders game, which was nice because that was the last minute. I lost the Lions game by the last second.
It was like the Lions?
Yeah, and I was like the only one, and it went down to the last seconds in a field goal.
It did.
Otherwise, I would have had one win that nobody else did.
Yeah, I hear you. Hey, but I don't know if you've heard, but deviating very quickly. Dude, there is an incredible amount of stuff happening in the world of sports, dude.
Oh, I saw Scherzer and Kluber and all sorts of deals getting. Kluber.
Oh, did you like the one about the Marlins?
Yep.
Marlins, sign a free agent. Oh, wait, it's the Marlins. Must be a trade. Our bad. They trade for a catcher. Did you hear Seager? 10-year. $325 million. It's like the Raiders do not learn their lessons when it comes to shortstop. This guy's 2 years older than A-Roid, and he has a worse physical track record.
I will say this, in the world of sports, the one that caught my interest is the whole Staples Center being renamed on Christmas Day.
Yep,
crypto.com. Not financial advice, but they do have a crypto coin, crypto.com, the CRO coin.
Yeah.
It's something that I like for a good 20 years that they're going to have named for them. Not financial advice. The only advice I can give you is don't breathe underwater and don't eat yellow snow. but on that note, Yeah, they're doing the they're playing on Christmas Day in the new center, and it's going to be New York and Los Angeles, the two biggest markets, and then they're doing the Grammys in January out there. It's going to be nuts.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I was going to go to Staples Center on Thursday. My former coworker, Nicholas, or Nick, I invited him to go with me to go catch a hockey game. And now I have to tell him, oh, sorry, dude, I got family coming in from San Jose. And I'm not kidding. I just found out they were coming in. Let me see. What time was the phone call? Let's see. Dude, this sucks. I called him at 5:37 to confirm. And at 6:33, they called. Oh, hi, we're coming to L.A. on Thursday and Friday. I was like, oh. And I was setting up a possible date on Friday. Well, that's not going to happen either.
Well, no, that's when you tell them, hey, you know what? You're going to have Friday night to go explore. I'm going to be busy.
Thanks hey, for letting Tony. Me know Tony. Oh, here we go. Hey, thanks, Tony. I don't even know how it went, but Tony says, don't feel bad. I had my worst week ever of football picks. Horrible. Nearly as bad as my Eagles scoring a whopping 7 points.
They got seven? I mean, yeah, that sucks. I'm sorry, Tony.
Tony, you're good at picking, dude.
And yeah, you have great weeks, man. Consistent. There is.
But I noticed that when we all jump off together, we all jump off together.
I think I'm the most bitter about the Lions game. Because I was the only one that picked the Lions.
Big Dog, he's in the chat room. Dude, come and join us. We're actually doing a little bit of sports, believe it or not.
Yeah, because it's Monday. We are the Monday morning quarterbacks.
Not for the first time, but it's been a while. See, we used to do Monday night. It was Tuesday night in America. That was the thing. But we did for a while Monday night. We did Monday, Thursday, and Saturday. Dude, we did that like for 2 years, dude. That was rough.
Can't do all that.
Yeah. But Tony, wow. Appreciate it, Tony, that you're on with us. As I mentioned to everyone, I was kind of going to do a consumer report thing. But if I've got Dream on and the Big Dog shows up, we might be doing an impromptu sports program.
Well, I'm not going to be on for very much longer.
That's the extent.
But I just wanted to drop in and say hi because I know you guys are doing your thing. And I just want to show my support. I've missed the last couple Saturdays because I've been really crazy at work.
Yeah.
And I wanted to make my presence known, man.
You want to make the presence felt. Ooh. Thanks, buddy. I felt it. Tony's like, what the hell is with these two idiots?
Oh, no, he's goodness. Watched the Saturday show.
Yeah, he knows. Yeah, he knows of the intellectual, snooty relationship you and I have.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, forgive me, and I say this in strictly Facebook terms. When I tagged you, your mother said, I had to put it out there, your mother, of all people, said, I don't think he spends a lot of time on Facebook. I didn't answer, but I was going to say, well, he responds to me, but I'll leave it at that.
Yeah. Well, I unfortunately had some issues with Facebook in regards with my mom, but she blew my phone up telling me to respond to you that you're going to be right next door to me and you're going to be in my area and he's trying to connect with you. So
you mean Florida thing? Dude, I'm so sorry.
Like 8 to 12 hours away.
Oh, dude, there's a fly. Oh, you don't know what happened on Saturday. Oh, I'm glad. There he is. Big Dog!
Hola.
Dream's still with us. He's going to be bailing.
Órale, vato.
Órale, vato. ¿Cómo
Big
estás?
Dog, I found another fly. Dream doesn't know. It was right here on my desk, the little bastard. I pulled out the keyboard, and there he is. So that is 4 confirmed kills. Oh, Dream, they were driving me to drink, pal.
4 confirmed kills.
Jeez. Oh yeah, dude, I was missing big time. I was like the North Koreans trying to hit Guam. Dude, I was missing.
But did you see that China was hiding their submarines?
Oh my god, did people see that on my Facebook page? Please tell me you did. Oh my god. Dying. Who had that one? Oh my god. I don't know if it was Patricia Bertrand that had that one, but oh my god, that was hilarious.
If I was going to pick a space to hide a submarine, I don't know. I might have to pick somewhere else.
I didn't read the article because I don't want to, because I jumped to every conclusion, but I believe the journalist was trying to say that they're using the water where they even hide, you know, where you can't see them. You know, they use the those submarine bases where they can't be seen by satellites. But yep. I know she didn't say that.
I know what it was referencing to, but the headline was great.
It was hilarious, dude. Oh, my goodness. I thought it was great. So, Dream, I do want to thank you. I'm not chasing you away, but you said you were you going to be leaving?
Yeah, I'm going to be leaving in just a few minutes.
Okay.
No, you can't.
Yeah. I can't.
So, Tony, was saying, has spoken.
Tony says he was having – oh, okay, yeah, he is having a bad week. Tony, oh, right yeah, now, dude. Tony is 3-8 right now.
Okay, what am I? 1-10?
You actually you are hoping beyond hope that your team wins tonight's game to get you to 500. Right now, you are 6-7.
Where am I at, big dog?
Dream right now is 5-9.
Oof. Dude, I thought I was like 1-10. So when Tony said what he did, I was like, yeah, I feel you, brother. I'm right there.
Let's see. I am 9-5, and Gig is 8-6.
Damn.
Wow. Other than that, everyone is either 500 or under.
I am. This might bring my average cumulative average down under 50. This is a bad week.
Yeah. This is I don't know.
It'll be close.
We've had quite a bit.
As long and as I'm not last. That's all I can say. As long as I'm not last.
No, unfortunately, the end of the year stuff, that's probably going to go to Roz, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah. Unless like me and you get perfect weeks the next couple ones. And okay. He tanks.
Hey, Dream, by the way, you really missed. Damn it. I wish you would have been a part of it, dude. I'm not going to say it was magic, but there was a lot of shit that happened. It was, I think, one of the funny, actually, there was a lot of funny stuff. The comments from the chat room, what was happening between us. But what was really funny was when Almighty was having audio problems. He left his phone on.
Oh, that was funny.
And you could hear me in the echo, but Almighty didn't know it was me per se. He just heard the sound. He says, "Will you shut the fuck?" And I was like, "What the hell?" Oh, Big Dog, and I'm not sure who was next to him, they were just quiet. And I'm like, you just told me to shut the fuck.
It was me and Matt, and what it was is he went offline for a bit, Dream.
Almighty out.
Yeah, Almighty went offline for a bit. When he came back on, he had his computer and the phone on, both with Sports Talk with the guys. So, of course, his phone had a little bit of a lag, so you could hear everything Roger was saying about 10 seconds later. And Roger just happened to say something right as Almighty went, "Shut the fuck up!" Roger was just like, "Well, okay, I'm sorry."
Dude, it was hilarious because everyone stayed silent for a while and I was like, no comment, no nothing. So, dude, you just told me to shut the
That's great.
It was hilarious, but the program was a lot of fun. Now, Tony says, not that bad of a week. At least the Cowherds lost.
That's right.
Yep.
Dude, it was so funny.
That is one of the games I got.
Yes.
This is the only time that I would have to say Tony kind of was really preoccupied because he, you know how he posts the team that he wants and then the score. I just thought it was hilarious when he put Vikings. And I looked at him and said, hey, are we missing something? The Vikings?
Oh, that's right. Also, scorekeeper never put down the game for Green Bay and the Rams. You never gave a pick. So you went. I don't know who you would have picked. I listened to the audio 3 different times, and never ever did you give a pick. So,
I'm sorry. I was going for the Rams all the way.
Oh well, see again. Then you save yourself another loss. So
no, you give it to him.
No,
yeah, no dude, I can't give it to him. Okay.
No, you never said it, Raj. at all.
Okay, what happened was, I thought it. I was going for the Rams.
Yeah, hey, what happened was is we were talking about it, and then we started getting into the whole Kroenke thing.
Yes.
In the middle of picking, and you were the last one. You were about to give your pick, and then we started talking about the Kroenke thing, and then I had to leave to go pick up Kathy.
Yeah.
And then when I went to listen to it again afterwards, because I was like, okay, there's a pick missing. I went, oh, Rod, didn't give a pick. Let me go listen to it. He probably just forgot to put it down. And then when I listened to it after I left and you guys talked a little bit more about Kroenke, then you went on to the next game.
Okay.
And then that was it.
But in all honesty and fairness,
no, yeah,
in my mind, I was going for the Rams. And I even said that earlier. I don't know if Dream was here when I said, dude, I was going for the Rams. And so even though I didn't say it, I will take this one because
no, sorry. It wasn't good. No, because Dream has given a pick. Or no, not Dream. Someone gave a pick. Either it was Tony or Sergio, but the game had already happened. And I was like, I'm sorry, I can't take
it. It was probably Sergio.
No, that was me.
Played. And he hadn't realized it was a Thursday game. So I was like, sorry, I can't take your pick. So I can't do I can't do his. I can't do yours.
That just happened. That just
but
happened.
I lost.
Doesn't matter.
I lost it.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. You didn't call it.
Yeah. I know.
But you'll never get anything other than honesty out of me.
That is true. Well, I don't
and
know
I appreciate
that.
That.
On the air, yes.
Thank you, Dream.
You are, of course, a county worker. We can't trust you.
Just because supervision wasn't there today doesn't mean anything. Dream. I had one of my most personal productive days ever.
And no one there to see it, damn it.
And no one there to see it, yep. I did. It was funny.
Hey, Dream, hats off to you.
My supervisor wasn't feeling well, though. So it was one of those, dude, when your boss isn't there and he's not feeling well, dude, you just shut up and just do.
Uh-oh. Oh, he left.
You know what? We got a message. Got to go, sorry. Or that was GTG. Was that gig but misspelled?
No, gotta go.
Yeah. And he did say he was going to leave. But fair enough. So I was talking about how I invited someone to go to a hockey game on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going because family's coming in on Thursday and Friday. So I have to cancel the – and it was bad because Nick called me. Well, I spoke to him, like I said earlier, now I'm being repetitive. I spoke to him at 5:37 to confirm, and then family called me at 6:33, not even an hour later.
So why are you canceling your date?
Because the date's possibly going to be on Friday.
So why are you canceling?
Because family's going to be here.
So? Is it her or your side? Her side, your side?
I just so that you may understand, it is her side. But it's then, still family.
Then go on a date.
They're actually not coming to see her. They're coming down to see me. Because they didn't ask her. They asked her. So, and I think it's real cool. As a matter of fact, they're probably going
to... Will they be leaving on Saturday morning with an extra person?
As God is my witness, the answer is pretty much no. But thanks for that. Thank you for the good thoughts, the happy thoughts. No, it's
happy, not happy, happen. joy.
Happy, happy, yes. So, Big Dog, how are the Lakers doing?
They're frustrated.
Did they lose again?
No, they won, but
So they're 12-12 or
yes,
no,
yes, yeah, 11-11.
Oh, 11-11. Sorry,
but
intellectual honesty.
They have a league-wide reputation already, just 22 games in. That no matter how great a lead they have, they will always let you back in the game, and it's been true every freaking game. We on this last game that we won yesterday, we were up by 19 points in the third quarter. By the middle of the fourth quarter, it was a 2-point game.
Okay, so Big Dog, is this scorekeeper way of playing, or is this A1?
They're not gelling. The chemistry is not there.
So it's the team.
It is the team. Yeah, and LeBron's got to quit. Like the game that we lost in triple overtime.
Oh, man. How the hell do you lose triple overtime?
And to the Kings, no doubt.
That's frustrating.
And to the Kings, even worse. But the thing was, at the end of the regular, at the end of the fourth quarter, at the end of the first overtime, and at the end of the second overtime, LeBron had the ball all three times, and he dribbled it. He just, and with 14, 15 seconds left, and he just stayed with the ball in his hands till 2 seconds were left, and then chucked up a three each time. That wasn't even close.
Wow.
No ball movement, no moved around. Everybody just stood there and kind of stared at him.
That's
now, I will say these last three, four games, Russell Westbrook has been playing under control, and he's been playing a lot better. But those first 18 games or so, oh, my God, he was horrible. He was throwing up bricks. I mean, he built at least half the wall of China already.
Oh, I picked a fight with NBC News today.
Cool.
They posted an article about the Omicron variant.
Okay. Yeah, the new variant, yes.
And it was so funny because the color they used was yellow. And I'm like, you sneaky bastards. That was subliminal. You can't get away from it. And I haven't had any comments on the website yet because NBC News has thousands of comments. But Mike was like, way to go, NBC News, you insensitive bastards. The color you used was yellow. It's great. Oh, hey,
Monday Night Football, the Bushes are up 17-9 over the Supersonics.
Okay. Who did I go for?
You went for Washington.
Yeah. Oh, we all did except for Roz.
Yeah, so you need this one to go to 500.
Yeah, I might luck out on this one.
You lucked out yesterday on that 5 o'clock game.
What do you mean?
You were actually 5-7 going into Sunday night's game. And then they pulled it out at the last minute where they held them off. So you won that one.
Which game was that? The Sunday night game?
Yes. That was it was a big game.
Browns and Ravens. Yeah.
Yes.
The Ravens.
And the Ravens held off the Browns literally with about a minute left. They got a crucial turnover.
Oh, I did see that.
Yeah. So they won that game that way.
I just watch the games where I don't pay attention to what I choose. I want to enjoy it. But actually, on Sunday, I did a little bit of shopping. Hey, Big Dog, between you and I, I'm finally getting back into it. The tree has been set up. I'm going to take a picture of it. We found a tree this year, and I was so happy to have it. This one's for my oldest.
Live or fake?
Oh, come on. I'm Mexican, dude.
That doesn't answer my question.
It's fake.
Oh, then I hate you.
Anyway, we didn't have a tree. I don't know what she did to it. She probably burnt it. But then this is for Ariel. So I did some wrapping just before the program went live.
Looks like you did a nice job there. Congratulations.
I love wrapping gifts, dude. This is the one that I did, yeah. Actually, I screwed up this one. I used like three different sheets of paper. If you look carefully, there's the seam.
And I was
here's
gonna
a
say,
cover. There's
I was
a cover.
Say, you're so OCD, they're probably killing you that you had to use three different sheets.
Oh, in ways that people will never know.
You can always tell when I wrap presents because one side is real nice and the other side is all bulky and it's lumpy and stuff. So I'm like, fuck it. One side looks good. I don't care.
I've always loved wrapping gifts. And this is, like I said, this one is for Gmo. So I intend to put a gift every other day or something. And I'm screwing with them because the items that are in here, it's not even like one quarter. And then it's in a box, in another box, in another box, with paper wrapped up in another box because I'm that guy.
The box
is way more than the gift.
I did that with the girls a lot. In fact, a couple of times I wrapped a gift in a box, in a box, in a box, and then
the gift itself. Oh.
And then the gift itself was wrapped in duct tape.
Oh, that's just evil, dude.
Oh, yeah. They hated me. Dude. But hey, I was laughing my ass girl. Off.
She gave us a like. Yeah, that's messed up, dude. That's just flat out messed up.
No, it's not. It's fun.
Ooh, sorry. I'm hearing myself. Oh, God. Okay, I'm back.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, folks, there's a lot of stuff going on in the world of sports that even if we just take a look at it, it's just impressive. The average annual value of the contract has just been blasted through Mets. Yeah. The Mets, folks, are being stupid. Stupid, stupid, stupid. Hey, you know what? I did say it was an open night, so I don't feel so bad today. Okay.
What do you think about Corey Seager's contract?
I've been making fun of it all night before you.
Was it 10 years, 325?
10 years. It's the A-Rod deal again.
32.
Oh, actually, that was 352. No, that was 252.
So he got 325. So 32 and a half mil for the next 10 years. Is he worth it?
Sports stops. No. But, you know, it's whatever the market will bear.
True.
Timing is everything. Seager is good. I like Seager, but he's already 2 years older than A-Rod at the time. And his physical track record is not the same. Look, folks,
They were saying the most, I read somewhere that the most games he's ever played is 110.
It's a shame. And I want Seager to be a Yankee, but then again, I don't want Seager to be a Yankee. The guy is nails. He's a good player, but okay, I just compared him to David Cone. No. Seager is good, but he is not David Cone, I'll tell you that.
And then the Mets signed Scherzer, right?
Yeah, the average annual value, it's like 43.3 million.
Yeah, it's a, what was that one, about like a 3 or 4 year contract?
3 year deal, 130 million. The Mets are out of control. They're, look, folks, again, I've always laughed. When George Steinbrenner was around, there was only twice that he set the highest value, and that was Dave Winfield back in 1981 and Don Mattingly when he said the best player in baseball should be the most well-paid. He gave Don Mattingly a 5-year, $19.75 million contract.
That was a lot back then.
It was a lot. I'll take it today. Don Mattingly's doing very well, but I think he was still married, so I think he lost half of that. But Robbie Ray is a Mariner. Talk about putting out some money. Wow. That is impressive. So I'm really happy for them.
I have a question.
Yes, go ahead, Big Dog. I'm sorry.
As far as catchers were concerned, was Buster Posey still a premier catcher when he retired at the end of this year? This past season?
I don't think it was premier, but dude, the professional baggage that he came with, I think 28 teams would have Buster Posey on their team.
Oh, okay.
Was he prime when he left? No. But
so
every team would have Buster Posey on their team. Yes.
Do they have a competent replacement for him? Or I mean, have you heard any news, in other words, for his replacement?
Yeah, they've got a kid that they in there. Yeah. I don't think the Giants are gonna have a problem, but Buster Posey's a good player. He's a leader. I mean, this is a guy whose career was in doubt.
Hall of Famer? He's retired now, so you can comment.
Yeah, I'm just short of saying that now, yes.
Okay.
Now, Dan just commented on one of our Facebook posts. So, and he's really been Mr. Coffee 077. Oh, there it is, about the Rangers. What a waste of time. But no, what a waste of money.
For Seager?
Yeah. Look. He's not worth it in no way, but who cares? Shortstops go to die. Actually, it used to be pitchers in the 80s, in the early 90s, pitchers went to the Yankees to die because they would sign them to these massive deals and then they would just fail. Well, with the Rangers, careers end in Texas.
They do. Okay.
Yeah, and it's if you go to Texas, dude, it's like you have a better chance of surviving the Twilight Zone than going to Texas. Yeah, dude, if you're in Texas, it's just not a good thing. So I appreciate the comment by Dan.
Oh, that deal
is even worse. Yep.
I don't know if you talked about it on Saturday or not, but were you happy with Shohei getting MVP? Or maybe we talked about it the week before.
It's not whether I'm happy or not. Were the numbers there? Good God, yes. You know, he was worthy of it. It came down to the vote. I didn't have a problem with the, not that it would matter, but Mr. Ohtani, dude, we'd all love to have the season that he had. Are you kidding me? Look at it that way. Folks, it's what I call the drool factor. Would we have wanted to have had what that player did? And when you can say yes readily, yeah. And we all, is it well-deserved? Oh, my goodness.
Before I forget, and since this is open mic night,
hey! It's not joke night, so be careful.
Someone's getting fired at Disney. My youngest sent me a video that she found on TikTok, and she was laughing at it. She's like, someone's going to get fired. It was an ad for Spider-Man No Way Home or whatever the hell the hook is at Cineplex Odeon Theaters, right? So I played it, and on it, it's, buy tickets now because tickets went on sale today, and it says starring Tom Holland, Andrew Garfield, Tobey Maguire, and all the other people. And I was like, holy shit. So I paused it, and then I went to the actual website.
Wait a minute. You didn't know that?
Disney has still not confirmed that they're in the movie. They refuse to confirm. And if you talk to Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire, they are both saying they are not in the movie.
Oh, okay.
It's still rumors. So I went to the website, the Cineplex website, and I checked, and tickets are on sale. And when you read starring, it says Tom Holland, and Tom Holland, and then the rest of the other stars.
Yeah. Someone did screw up, I guess, but this is the worst kept secret. Because I understand that Variety confirmed it as well, but they go
everyone but the actors and the actual studio has confirmed it. So
which is good. That's why right now when you said that, I'm like, you didn't know that?
Oh yeah, no, I've heard it since the very very beginning, but okay. Disney has never confirmed it, and neither had any of the stars.
It's the multiverse, folks, that we're going to, but that's all right.
Yep.
And there major image that was released, or I don't know if it was released accidentally, or it was stolen, whatever, where there's a battle taking place.
Yes, that was that was the official trailer.
Okay, but when you look at it, it's like, well, wait a minute, where's that guy going after and whatever?
Exactly.
So they
CGI'd out the other two Spider-Men.
And you know what? Good for them, because you wanna surprise your audience, and it's almost next to impossible to do that now. And, it's amazing, Big Dog, when you look back at how secret the whole thing of Darth Vader was, that even then they knew they had to go through all these different bits of rigmarole to keep it quiet. And it's interesting. Do you know the whole issue of David Prowse and George Lucas? You know who David Prowse is, right?
Yeah, he's Darth.
Okay, yes, but he has been persona non grata in Star Wars. Okay, you know that story, right?
Yeah.
Okay. He got penalized because he guessed right. And he apparently said, well, Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's daddy. And he said it before the movie, allegedly. But he even didn't know. No one knew. I understand there were five people that knew. Kirshner, Lucas, Luke himself, Mark Hamill, And eventually, oh my goodness, I'm forgetting the actual voice of Darth Vader.
James Earl
Jones.
James Earl Jones.
And there was the editor, of course, that knew, and that was, and they kept that under wraps. They seriously, and it was amazing. But they knew what they had, how big of a deal that was. I remember watching the theater, dude. My mouth dropped, and I was, 11 years old. I got it. I was, wow.
Yep. But it was a lot easier to keep secrets back then than there is now.
Of course.
Social media just ruins everything.
Actually, it's people wanting to be stupid on being first on everything. And it's, it's their claim to fame being first. Yep. And that's why we got out of the news part of what we were doing. Because, folks, look at the timestamps. Look at the episodes. We consistently, for a year and a half, beat everyone to the breaking news. And who were we? But we were beating everyone. But after, basically after the Osama bin Laden deal on May 1st, 2011, everything went to a 24-hour news cycle. And we just didn't have the wherewithal to stay with everyone. But up until that, I remember, that was the mark. That was a high water mark. We had beaten everyone to the punch on almost every major story. It became impossible after that.
Yeah.
So, and it wasn't about beating people. It was about being right. Not only were we right on everything, we were beating everyone. And I remember, Big Dog, I remember you were with, you were there that night on the Saturday night of Fukushima, mm-hmm. nuclear reactor accident. You were also there on the night of Osama bin Laden. But excuse me, Big Dog, I don't mean to say it. That was our best night. It was the one of the Fukushima nuclear reactor accident. That's when the reactor blew up.
Yeah.
And we were on air for almost 2 hours before everyone else was covering it. And that was a frightening night. Yeah, I remember that clearly. But I'm really happy, Big Dog. I have to take a picture of that stupid little fly because that is the fourth confirmed kill. But it's right here, and I'm going to take a picture of it. I'm going to send it over to you by a text.
I believe you that it's dead.
It's so that you would actually know where it was, and that's why I didn't count it earlier. But the ones on the side down there, they're still there, those little rat bastards. They're dead. So I got three of them down there. And
you mean your assistants haven't come in to clean?
No. They don't clean. That ended after for the first day. It's the off season, though, but I am getting ready for it. But I went out. I got the Christmas cards, too, Big Dog. I got 40 of them. I'm going to be sending them out again. And I wrapped up the first two gifts, so I'm really, really happy about that. And I'm gonna.
But you have a fake tree. That's disconcerting.
God bless America. A lot of people have fake trees.
No.
Real tree. We had a real tree once, Big Dog, and it was such a hassle.
No, it doesn't matter. It's Christmas. It only happens once a year. I had a fake tree growing up. I had a fake tree growing up my entire life. And I swore that once I started working and earning my own money, I was going to buy real trees every single year. And I have.
And God bless America.
Although this year we probably won't do one, though.
I clearly understand why, Big Dog.
Yeah. And so. I didn't do a tree for, I think, 2 years after my mom passed. Yeah. I just wasn't in the mood. You have to be in the mood for Christmas trees.
We didn't have a tree for the longest time, and this year I've been on the make looking for a tree. And even with the damn tree, I've been unsuccessful, Big Dog.
Where'd you finally find one? Costco?
Of all places, Big Dog, the 99-cent store.
Really?
Yeah, it was a 6.5-foot tree. It was, get this, it was $29.99, and the 7-foot tree was $44.99. Like, that's 6 inches. I guess size is everything.
Yep.
But I'm really happy. Ariel spent a day and a half with me decorating it, and we finished decorating. I'm going to take a picture of it, but I purchased the skirt the tree skirt today, and I couldn't find those little hooks. They're over at Target, so I haven't gone to pick them up. They have them available, so I use paper clips. Since I don't like paper clips, I had a box like from my thrifty days, dude.
They work perfectly.
Yes.
The ornament hooks are I think they're the like next to impossible to find everywhere. No one has them anymore.
Well, you can get them off Amazon and you can get them off Target. But I gave up. I went looking in several places, didn't find them. So I'll use the paper clips that I have. But I'm sorry, I apologize. But the goal is I'm going to take a picture of the tree right now without the gifts, and I'm going to be putting the gifts on there. Not necessarily every day, but I want to pack them in there. And
did you put up ornaments yet?
Yeah. Ariel and I finished the tree.
So you put up the Star Trek ornaments?
They're not connected, but yes, the three of them are up. The ones that I purchased.
Okay, I remember.
Yeah, you were there with me, right?
Yep.
Yes, dude, that Voyager one. No, wait. It was the Voyager one.
Yeah, huh? It was the Voyager one. Yeah. I was there yesterday, and the lady's still there, or the guy's still there.
Oh, yeah. Just, dude, they made a mistake, because, like I told you, if you check on eBay, Amazon, dude, those are $40-$50, because those are – there's a like for Voyager out there. And she gave me fair prices on all of them, but she did mess up on the Voyager one. And I was like, okay, I'll take it. Yeah, I'll take it for $7, whatever it was. It was very inexpensive. So the three of them are there. I have the Delta Flyer, I have the Voyager, and I have the Sovereign Class Enterprise. But then I have the Next Generation Enterprise somewhere, and I've got to find that one.
You should try and find a Hallmark store, or maybe Hallmark.com, and see what this year's Star Trek ornament is.
Actually, they have several, and they're kind of like action sets.
Okay.
Like the character is at a transporter console.
Okay.
And it's like a set. It's like what they did for the 2009. Go ahead.
Things are just randomly coming to me.
I know. Hey, awesome. Open night. That's what we're doing tonight.
Are you going to the LA Comic Con, which I believe is next week, or this coming week, this weekend? Because
no, it's the weekend that I'm in Florida.
No, it's this week. I thought it was the third, the fourth, and the fifth, or the whatever. The LA Comic Con, the one that's down in downtown LA, not Ontario. No, Ontario is December 19th.
Yeah, that one was later. Anyway, I looked at the date for the LA Comic Con. I'm like, something was going on that weekend. I said, oh, I'm not going to make it. And I even changed from going to not even interested, because I was, and I thought that was the LA Comic Con.
Yeah, no, I think it's this weekend, because there's a couple artists that I saw today that I'm remembering. But the reason why I was saying is because Nichelle Nichols, is that her name? Did I say it correctly?
Yeah.
She will be there doing an autograph signing and a panel.
She's...
You can take a picture with her. That could be one of the last times, because she's up there in age. I know that.
Yeah, and she's detached. As a matter of fact, she's been having difficulty. This isn't a secret, where I believe there's a fight for her care. Kind of like same thing that was happening in the last two or three years with Mr. Lee.
Okay.
I don't know on what level it is. I've read several articles about that, but I don't know. I just feel bad when they get into that spot and that.
Yeah.
Now, I do want to tell you that on related to Marvel, Legal Eagle, he's on YouTube, but he's also on Nebula, and he does his own. He's an attorney registered in New York, Washington, D.C., and California. I think there's another jurisdiction. Very sharp. He's into corporate law and stuff, but he does these one-minute videos and then these longer ones. Long story short, he's talking about the issue with Marvel and Spider-Man and how Disney is now suing them. And he explained why they were doing it.
But Disney suing Sony?
No, Disney is suing the heirs that are, okay, It was, it's very complex. It had to do with copyright law, because the whole thing is that Disney could conceivably lose a whole bunch of characters. But for me to explain the whole thing is, I don't know, and I'm gonna jumble it. I'll send you a link to the
Send it to me, because I haven't heard about that.
Really
one.
Good. It's over the last 2 months, and it's already a long-standing issue. But I love how he talks about the law, and it angers people, because whatever he says, I take the stance, and I don't tell anyone. Mm-hmm. And whatever stance is, I take it, and people say, "Oh, you don't know what you're talking about." I'm like, "Oh, here's my reference point," and I direct them to this guy, and they say, "Well, I'm still wrong." I'm like, well, I'm not wrong. I'm basing my opinion on a legal expert.
I'm just thinking of the circumstances, because the creators of Spider-Man would have been Steve Ditko and Stan Lee. Those names were mentioned.
Okay, it wasn't only Spider-Man; it was Thor and
still Ditko and Stan Lee, or maybe Kirby. Kirby might have been in there.
Yeah, but didn't Kirby pass away?
They've all passed away. But it could be the heirs to their
heirs. So basically what is happening, and he's really good at it. He was referring to what Sonny Bono did as a congressman when he passed the Copyright Act in like 1976 or whatever. Mm-hmm. So long story short, and I'm going to butcher this because I don't pretend to be an expert, but he says that they can claim ownership under this law, and they can basically claw back the way it works. But he was saying that even though they have a claim, okay, if I remember correctly, he was saying that it is basically case law now that if you are an employee or under the employ, mm-hmm. if you come up with something, the employer owns it.
Yeah.
Unless there is a specific...
Exactly.
Yes, contract or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Case law would be on the side of Marvel, because this is similar to the case that happened decades ago with Siegel and Shuster, the creators of Superman.
I'm not sure if that's the one that he pointed out to, but I believe it was, yes.
And they tried to sue and get all this other stuff, and they ended up losing, because it was exactly what you said. They were employees and created content for DC Comics.
And he said that case laws on the side of Disney,
yeah,
provided everything follows what we know. But you never know. You never know what they're going to claim.
And I'm pretty sure it does. I mean, because this, Stan Lee and Stan Lee, Ditko, and Kirby, depending on who it was, but Stan Lee was the main one, because he was the writer of it. The other ones were the artists. Those were all done in the 60s. So I'm pretty sure case law wasn't too different from when Superman and Batman were created back in the 40s to the 60s. It was all essentially, slave labor. They had these artists that were cranking this stuff out, and it all went to the owner, which was Marvel Comics.
Well, I just don't want to use that term.
I understand. And I if you do send it to me, if not, I will look it up.
It's really good stuff. It seriously is. And I think it's a long video, but it's long because he doesn't bore you with everything, but he's really good at what he does. I really admire the guy. His name is Legal. And
he's got a YouTube or what?
Yeah.
It's on his YouTube.
Yeah, and actually, if you look him up, folks, it's Legal Eagle.
Legal Eagle.
Forgive me. He's very sharp, very smart, and he's got a sense of humor. His shimmy annoys the F out of me.
He has a shimmy?
Yeah, when he's talking, he's like doing this. He's like, he's like, and I'm like, oh, it annoys the
because.
It's really good.
I'm still trying to grasp it, because I'm thinking it's got to be Kirby's people or Ditko's family. I'm probably leaning more towards Kirby's family because they're kind of
assholes. If you look up Legal Eagle on Google, it immediately goes to him, Devin Stone, American YouTuber. That is crazy. That is him.
And, yeah, I'll look it up.
He has this website, LegalEagleInc.com.
Uh-huh.
And he's also an activist, so a lot of people dislike him. He is suing the federal government for stuff. So the minute you sue the government for documents related to Donald Trump, that's it. You're the enemy. You're instantly the enemy. So whatever you have to say means nothing to them. And it's funny because he is suing for information purposes only, but it doesn't matter. When you sue the psychopath, all of the miniature psychopaths lose their mind too.
So is he suing Trump or is he suing the government?
He was suing Trump when he was in office. Now that Trump has left, he is basically suing Biden because he's suing for it's you know what those they call them the Information Act. You are in essence suing Biden now. So it is moving forward, and I've been following for a long time. I really like him. He's really sharp, and he talks about a lot of other stuff. And I really do appreciate his opinions. One that I've not seen, and I want to see, it was about a month ago. It was on pirate law. It's cool, dude. He does so many things.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm watching him now on Nebula, and I see the entire video. So here it is. Laws Broken, Avengers. Oh, no, that one's different. That one's 2 years old. And so the Sokovia Accords, illegal. He was actually... Oh, I love it. He talks about programs that are legal programs and movies and stuff. Mm-hmm. He says that one of the most well-known movies and favorite movies, even in the legal field, which is the go-to movie for most attorneys that they just love?
I don't know.
My Cousin Vinny.
Oh.
They love that. And they talk about how actually accurate it is and where, you know, he does that on a lot of movies and TV shows and stuff. And I appreciate his commentary, but he says that almost every attorney will quote My Cousin Vinny in one form or another. And he does talk about the youths. Oh my God. Fred Gwynne as the judge. What's a youth? Oh my God. I remember that. That was just so funny. But I'm going to find that one. Oh, here it is. It's a month ago. He says why Marvel might lose Spider-Man. So that's all. It's only 15 minutes long, but it's very well done. And I'm going to put a link in here, folks, because it really is cool. And I'm going to put a link to it in the chat room. And I'm going to send it over to you through private chat, Big Dog. And there it is. Wow, dude, we're already an hour in, man.
Yeah, they're not going to lose Spider-Man. If anything, they'll come to an agreement, just like they did with Schuster. And...
Well, he talks about that. So it's good stuff, folks. But like I say, I appreciate his commentary. It's really good stuff. There's the link in the chat room now. I'm going to put it on screen. There it is. But if you look him up, Legal, and the article is, I'm sorry, the video is Why Marvel Might Lose Spider-Man. And he says, copyright law can be a cruel mistress. It gives and it takes away. But the reason why I like this guy is because he leaves the argument for you to decide on your own. At the very end, he'll give his opinion, if at all. But he lays out the argument like journalists used to do not too long ago, huh, Big Dog? They would write the article and would leave for you to ascertain what the point of view was, not make the decisions for you. Even if the journalists wanted you to believe in what they were saying, they wouldn't do it like they do it today. So, and it's bad. He even talks about the shooting on set for Alec Baldwin and stuff. So it's good stuff. I really like him, folks. I do recommend him. I guess I'm a shill for him as well. I'm not earning anything, but he's really good at what he does. And I do admire him. I really do. He's very smart, and he has a sense of humor. It's really easy. And he does not take himself seriously, dude. It's really cool. And there's a video that he did that he goes after Rudy Giuliani regularly. But he talked about how Rudy Giuliani had signed up for these videos where if you pay him like $100-$200, he'll send you like a recorded message. And he says he paid.
Oh, like Cameo.
I think he was on Cameo, yes. And he talks about, because he's ripped Rudy Giuliani ad infinitum ad absurdum. And he paid whatever, and Rudy gives, he basically blows him on air about his 2 millionth subscriber or whatever.
Oh, okay.
It's hilarious. It was funny. It's really good. But, yeah, it's just, he's really good at what he does. And I am a fan.
Must not have been expensive. I mean, it must not have been cheap, though, because I see Giuliani charging like probably $500 or $600 for that.
He may be there now, but when he did it, it was either like $150 or $199. And oh, wow. Then it went up.
That must have been before Trump.
No, this is just, this was within the last few months. The video that he did, too, was in the last few months.
Oh, well, that's what I'm saying. I'm surprised.
What's Turkey Day?
I'm surprised it was that cheap.
You are what you eat, George. I mean, Jorge. Sorry. Hey, Jorge. I'm not sure if I ever told you, but when I got my first iPhone, it was a 4S. You know, Jorge Garay. I was messing around with the phone. Ugh, I know, it's sad, but I was messing around with the phone. And I said, Siri, please call George Garay. Dumb Siri said, you don't have a George Garay, but you have a Jorge Garay. I was like, oh, crap. So that's why I corrected it right now, Jorge, to that. And that was Turkey's Day, the day that you eat a lot. So I'm going to put the connection to that video, but Android knows the difference. Yeah, well, I got the stupid one. Are you surprised? You shouldn't be. I would actually be a bit disappointed. Android is beaner friendly. I messed up. Oh, wait a minute. Wait, hold on a minute. Oh, shit. Where's my Android? I don't know where it is. I'll have to get it somewhere. But yeah, it's beaner friendly. That's funny. But he did get him to do that video. And it was really, really funny. But he does talk about a lot of good stuff. You know, he even talks about the HIPAA violations and how stupid people are. He even goes after your Green Bay quarterback about when he says, well, there's a HIPAA violation. And he's like, no, it's not. But again, because he uses the law to explain it to people, people get mad. So he's funny. But I'm being a shill for him right now, so I don't want to do it. Check it out, folks. It's really funny. Good stuff. He's got a bit of biting humor on there. So, but it is Monday night, folks. We are on an open night right now, just having a good time. How's the football game going there? Peter or Pedro?
It is. Let's see.
Oh, I thought you were watching the game.
I'm channel surfing. Yeah. Looks like you saved yourself. You're going to be 7-7.
Well, I should be 7-8.
No, you're 6-7 right now.
I know, but if I win, you're saying 7-7. I should actually be 7-8 because I did.
Oh, yeah. The
Rams.
But you didn't call it. There was nothing verbally said on the episode, nor was it written down on Facebook. So it doesn't count.
Wow, but it's a loss, and I fully admit that was my intent.
17-9, Washington. Make that another touchdown, possibly.
See, Jorge, I can't get away from Star Trek.
So 23-6 now. Washington. So you're definitely gonna win. So you pulled 2:16.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I was telling everyone tonight before you were on the program, I said, man, I lost 2 weeks ago. Last week I think I was over 500, and this week it's probably my second losing week ever.
So almost. These last two games saved your butt.
Well, it would have been had I chose the Rams, which I did.
Yep, me and Dream were the only ones that went with the pack.
The Rams made it a game, but there were just too many issues. Way too many issues.
And I don't know if you saw or not, but or read it or not, but he has a fractured toe. Mister, I'm inoculated, but not vaccinated.
Well, I love what Howard Stern said. Oh, it's funny that for a fracture, you saw a doctor, but for this other stuff, you went to see a disc jockey.
There's no confirmed reports that he got it from Rogan. Anyways,
he said that he spoke to Rogan about the ivermectin. He himself said he was taking the advice from him.
Either way, it's funny though, because when you actually listen to Fred to Rogan about it, he has hedged on it. He plays both sides of the fence, and he has yet to ever say he's against the vaccination. Joe Rogan, he has not said that.
You know, thank God I don't waste my time listening to it.
I usually don't either. This is just snippets I hear here and there.
But so, I did hear where your quarterback said, I did my research, I did it, and I also listened to him, and I did my research. Like, you based it on him, too. They've been making fun of him for weeks on it because he said, yes, I listened to Rogan. That's why everyone has said, oh, you'll listen to that guy for this, but when you had a fracture, you went to see a doctor. That's pretty good. Yeah, the consistency.
Yeah, and his comeback is probably, whether or not he believes in it or whatever, which is his choice, but he'd probably say, oh, well, the team is the one that made me go to the doctor. But anyways, he's not going to have surgery on it. They are going to work on it through therapy and such, because after the game that they won against the Rams, it came out within an hour.
Yeah.
That they were going to decide by today whether he was going to have surgery, which would essentially end his season. And decided that they're in the thick of things right now. Rodgers does not have too many years left, and this may be one of his better shots. So they decided they're going to just go with therapy and other methods and tape the shit out of it and probably spray that spray no more or hurt no more spray. So the touchdown was taken away
by whom?
By Washington. It was ruled not a touchdown.
Wow. Okay.
So it is still 17-9. Seattle has taken it was fourth down. So they lost it on downs. Now Seattle has the ball on, I believe it's the 15-yard line, their own 15-yard line, with 2 minutes and 19 seconds left. They're on their 4-yard line. Okay, back. So they got to go 96 yards in 2 minutes.
Wow. Hey, 9-17, folks. That's 8 points. Can be done. Like 10 years ago, that game was over.
Yeah.
Do that.
And unfortunately, we've seen Russell Wilson do it too.
Oh, good God, yes. It's crazy. But folks, a lot of stuff which I'm sure we're going to be talking about on Saturday as well on the sports program. I'm not sure if you heard, but Marcell Ozuna was suspended for 20 games. The full details will be on Saturday. Apparently, it was a domestic issue that they finally investigated, which happened earlier in the year. But now it's going to be a 20-game suspension. As we mentioned, the Marlins traded for catcher Stallings. Robbie Ray is now the reigning American League Cy Young Award winner, is now a Mariner. They made a deal for the second baseman from the Padres, and now they picked him up. Seager, players go to die in Texas, folks. 10-year, $325 million. Wow. Of course, the Dodgers lost Max Scherzer to the Mets. Now the Mets are overpaying for everything. They're out of control.
And including Bobby Bonilla Day.
which is July 1st. And there's another player out there that's similar to Bobby Bonilla. I have to find out who that is. But there's been an incredible amount of activity. Of course, yesterday, Tampa Bay spent an ungodly sum of money that for a guy that basically has a year in, Wander Franco.
Oh, I saw that.
$182 million, 11-year contract. Wow.
Jeez.
Now, of course, Tampa Bay added Corey Kluber, who, when you look at the numbers, when he did play for the Yankees or when he did pitch, Kluber was okay, but he was hurt a lot. Yankees were like, yeah, thanks for playing. Watch him do very well in Tampa Bay, which a lot of people do when they leave the big cities. And now they, as Andrew Monastori commented, that they signed Gausman as well. I didn't see that. So thank you, Andrew. Huh. I got to get Andy to call back in the program. Remember after he hung up, we're like, dude, he's got to be a football coach. Remember that? That's the guy. He was on with us. He's like, that guy knew a little bit too much. Damn it. That was my classmate in school, and I didn't even recognize him. That was funny. But look, I knew Andrew is really good at baseball. Massive hardcore baseball fan. California Angels. I didn't know that he knew that much football. Boy, did he, man. And he does. And he does play along with us on Saturdays from time to time, which is really cool. So I've got to tag him a little bit more often. But a lot of stuff is going on in the world of sports right now, especially baseball. Now, as you know, at 11:59 p.m. on December 1st, which is Wednesday, the collective bargaining agreement expires, and both sides have been very quiet. Usually when they're quiet, they're not trading barbs. That means the most obvious thing, they're talking, and it's positive. So we'll see. There have been 26 years of labor peace, unprecedented in the world of sports. We'll see.
And it's always the baseball players that fuck it up.
Well, look, they got themselves in this spot. They negotiated themselves into where they are.
Yeah.
But funny how these rules are against them, and all these players are signing these massive deals before the stuff comes into play. Because it can go bad for both sides. So it is in the interest of them to sign some players, and they are. So we'll see. We'll see. So.
Right. Pass interference.
On who?
On Washington. So that puts the ball. Let me see where it's going to put it. A minute 56 left. They just have the 2-minute warning right now. Let's see what the call is.
Where was the spot of the foul?
They call pass interference. Let me see. That puts them on.
That was defensive pass interference.
Puts them on the 40, looks like about the 38 or 39 yard line.
Okay, with a minute 56 left. They have to score. It's not a field goal type stuff.
Yeah. So. They have to score and get the 2-pointer.
All right. Fair enough. Well, folks, I was going to go talk about, I forgot that it was an open night. So I was planning to do the 2022 annual buying guide from Consumer Reports. We're probably going to save that one for next week. But next week is, actually, it's not too bad. It's December 6th. I will have a program. December 13th, I don't know. This old man, when he travels, he can do travel very well. But when he gets back, he gets a little tired. So I am looking forward to seeing family here. I expect to do my program on Saturday morning. I'm sorry, Big Dog, our program on Saturday morning. So that should be fun. I am doing a Jedi Tax Online episode this Sunday. And this Sunday, it's on investing. I'll be talking about mutual funds. I'll be talking about general stock certificates and stuff. But it's investing 101, as we call it. But it will be an emphasis on the different types of mutual funds. There's like 3 or 4 different classes and stuff. But it's going to be investments 101 on December 5th for Jedi Tax Online. And then on December 19th, we're going to be doing Social Security. So at any time, folks, go ahead and join us. And we expect the regular schedule to be held. So we'll see. Spider-Man is on the... When is it? The
17th, I believe.
17th, yeah.
Thursday, I believe.
Yeah. There's actually a few movies opening up in the next few days. But this weekend, I was hoping to catch quite a few movies, but I just didn't get out of the house. I did some shopping and other stuff.
Christmas Day is The Matrix.
Yeah. I want to see, I think it's Encanto.
Okay. Do you like musicals?
Oh, that's right. My buddy, Joe Estrada. Thank you for reminding me. Oh, my God. West Side Story. I don't know. I saw West Side Story once. I may go see it. Yeah.
Okay.
That's only if Leticia wants to go see it.
From a couple of friends that have seen Encanto.
Mm-hmm.
Double the amount of singing than West Side Story. Every single dialogue is a song.
Okay.
So I don't know if that's what I'm saying. I'm just
The word Encanto. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but you know, there is a limit sometimes.
I thought you were referencing. Well, that's a musical. It's the whole thing. You know, if you have a musical, if you have 4 minutes, to give you an idea, a musical could easily be 3 minutes 30 seconds of the 4 minutes, because you do have a few regular phrases, but. I do want to see that movie. There's like 4 movies I want to see right now. So I'm expecting to catch them this weekend. I should have gone out this weekend, but I was running errands and playing catch up, getting ready for this new year coming up. Ugh. I still haven't closed out this last year. And every year I audit everything that I do and I'm really running behind. And, I'm still training. Jeez. Eight people. I'm getting
okay. There's 25 seconds left. They are on the 32 and a half yard line.
Oh, wow.
Oh, all right. And he's throwing for the touchdown.
What happened?
32 yard touchdown strike.
Really? They scored a touchdown?
Yep. They scored a touchdown with 15 seconds left.
So now comes a 2-point conversion. They really scored a touchdown.
Yeah. And this is after he got sacked too. He lost 9 yards just about 20
Russell,
seconds
man. Dude, this is not a surprise. Nope. This guy.
Oh, and it was a perfect spiral, Rod. I'm not a big fan of Russell Wilson, but that was beautiful. That was a beautiful spiral they just showed right now. It was tight. It didn't waver at all.
Folks,
this is their first
Alaska Airlines $29 fare. Check them out.
Here we go.
Again, today and tomorrow.
This is the first 2-point conversion try this season.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm not going to make it in time.
Here we go.
It was off in the background.
He's out. He's looking. Intercepted. Game over.
No flags, nothing?
No flags.
Oh, okay. Here we go. My God, come on. Give me win number 4. Tony was still with us.
He tried to throw a laser. Unfortunately, he was like a half a eyelash too slow.
Sorry, Tony. I get to 500 and And the funny thing is, Tony, you and I agree more often than not. What happened? Did we deviate that much this week?
Yes, you guys did.
Wow, because I like following Tony. I know he's like, scorekeeper? He don't know his shit.
Oh, wait a minute. Tony. Tony didn't give a pick for this game. Just because remember how you were saying, Tony, I'm waiting for your pick. I'm waiting for your pick.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, yeah, then Sergio didn't give a pick. Then Sergio didn't give a pick for the game.
Sergio did not give the pick.
Yes, I knew it was one or the other. I couldn't remember.
Tony
did. Sergio.
Tony called Washington 24-20. Tony, you went for Washington, man.
So it was Sergio that didn't give a pick. So he was actually done. So he was 7-7.
The only pick I regret was taking Jacksonville. Yeah, he says, yeah, I took Washington. Oh, okay. So I misunderstood his comment. Oh, my God. Come on. Give me win number four, Washington. I misread it. It was,
you're going to hate this, Roger.
There was a penalty.
No, there wasn't a penalty. But, you know, of course, since they scored the touchdown, they had to kick off to Washington. And they did the pooch punt, you know, the 10 yards.
And they got it.
Seattle got the ball back with 15 seconds left. It's not over till the fat lady sings.
That's right. That's right.
Or the fat man right here sings, and I ain't singing yet.
Hey, this is, dude, the NFL did right by their fans.
Although it did not go 10 yards, I believe.
Oh, then that's it. Then they don't get it. Well, but the NFL doesn't even know what the hell a catch is.
That is true. Well, actually, they're saying, did it touch him or not? Because it bounced over his head. Okay, hold on. Let me see what the call is.
No! I see Tony's comments. Oh, man.
Okay, here comes the call. Illegal formation on the kicking team.
Oh! Okay.
Illegal recovery. 5-yard penalty. Re-kick. So they got to try again.
Oh, okay. I'm watching it now because I'm behind. Because I'm watching it through the Roku. I'm way behind you guys. Tony, I like it. He's covering his eyes. Okay, let me see. I'm actually watching the call. Illegal formation. Just now I'm seeing that.
Oh, well, yeah. So you're good 30 to 45 seconds. Out.
What a shock. Okay, Tony's like, yes! Oh my God, he went from no to yes. Okay, I'm watching the replay again. Oh, it didn't go to... Oh, wait a minute. It didn't go 10 yards, but they touched it.
No, yeah, well, they're still calling it legal formation, so...
Why? It's on the right side?
Because of the way the formation was made. You'll start seeing the circles and stuff that they started doing.
I'm actually seeing that right now.
Okay, yeah.
I don't get that.
They said because this is a rule change from the last year or two, because they said when they would do this, everybody would dogpile and there would be injuries.
Yeah. So I remember that.
So they spread out the formation now, and now you have to wait till the ball goes X amount of yards before the guys on the right side of the ball can go over to the left side. So since that one guy took off too soon.
Oh, he was gone instantly. Yeah. Oh, that was illegal formation. The other guys took a beeline up, which I guess
exactly.
Was legal.
Okay, so.
He crossed over.
Yeah. And they just re-kicked it, and Washington recovered. So now the game's over.
I'm about to watch it. This is crazy, folks. I'm looking at it live right now. Okay, he is setting up.
Oh, 38 almost had it. 38 should have got it. Just wait till you see the replay on this one.
Okay. I hear you, Tony. I do. I see all of his comments.
What? Watch the play, Raj. You're gonna see number 38.
I just did.
They're gonna show a slow motion of number 38. How close he was to getting that ball recovery.
Dude, I saw it already, but there it is. The replay. Yeah. Oh, what a hit, man!
Yep.
Yeah, it was close. It was there. Oh man, that's crazy. That was good. Ah. My phone's telling me I got a bedtime reminder.
So who was the one that took Seattle? Was it Roz?
I think so. Okay, I'll tell you right now.
So just real quick.
It was Roz. Okay, Everyone else except for Sergio.
All right. So this is the standings now as of right now with the win. You went 7-7.
Oh!
I went 9-6. Gig went 8-7. Dream went 6-9. Almighty went 8-7. Matt went 6-5. Roz went 6-9. Aisha went
7-5.
Wow.
Sergio didn't have a pick, so he stayed 7-7. And Tony, with this win, went 4-8.
What's Tony's community? He's done very well.
I don't have that paperwork in front of me.
Don't sweat it. It's all good. I appreciate you, big dog.
Tony dropped to number 4 or 5 last week because he didn't have a good week. Okay. And this, so he'll probably stay in the 5 or 6 spot because Dream went up one spot.
Folks, this is fun. That's all it is. That's why we do it. And it is a big deal. We have a lot of people playing with us. You guys, you should join us on Saturday. It's a lot of fun. We really do our analysis. And it's fun doing it. That is cool. But all right, I don't want to get a copyright strike on this. So I'm going to turn that off. Folks, I want to thank you for spending your Monday night with us. Was an open mic, and next week we may have a guest for Monday Night America. I'm not certain yet. We have several lined up. Tomorrow I have to contact some of the Enterprise guests that we've had in the past, and we're looking to have them on, and I've got it. So I got to surprise the kids. I got to take the gifts tonight. I got to go take them inside first, and then I'm going to leave them under the tree in the morning. Now, it's going to suck because I'm only going to put my two daughters their gifts there. It's only gonna be two gifts, so I know the bag is gonna be like emotional. I'm like, what? Well, I don't know if I'm gonna get it or anything.
You get an empty box.
Some people would say that's what I've given her now. So we'll see. But folks, want to thank you for joining us. It was a lot of fun. Tony, thanks. Big Lumber surprise. Cole. George Hernandez, thank you. I mean Jorge, Gridiron Girl, thank you, thank you, thank you. I believe Frank Madrid was also watching us as well. So, and then, of course, Dream. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. And, dude, coal's too expensive. Shit, I'm not going to do that.
Well, you can do charcoal. So, no, she won't know the difference. Charcoal is coal.
Yeah, okay. I was talking about coal in its purest form. Charcoal? Yeah, okay. We can do that. All right. Like it. Big Dog, appreciate you joining me on a Monday night. It's been a little while. Thank you, sir. And we'll see. Hey, Big Dog, got any dirty jokes?
They're on my phone, but I can't reach them because then I would get disconnected from you.
Okay. Appreciate it.
I'm trying to think a couple. I was actually trying to think of a couple of them, but I'm trying to. No, never mind. Those are too dirty.
Yeah. For what you delivered on that one night, dude. That was that thing harmless.
I asked permission first.
It's not even an issue of that, dude. Looking back, that was harmless. Even by my standards. I didn't flinch when you delivered the joke. It was hilarious. And, you know, it's okay. But it's all right. You know, we continue to do what we do. Once they're done with us, they kick us to the curb. So it's all right. We did our good deeds. When the Almighty calls us to, you know, for the stuff
here's one. Let's see if I remember correctly now. I'm trying to go off memory. My memory's shot to hell. So it's an Arsenio Hall things that make you go,
You did that the weekend.
Yes, I did that Saturday. I did that Saturday, yes. Okay, here it is, guys. And you guys can contemplate this one till next week. Why do you bake cookies, but you cook bacon? Things that make you go, Why do they call, you know, cookies when you, why do they call it cookies when you bake them, and why do they call it bacon when you cook it?
Okay, I can. Yeah, all right. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, I'm telling you, I'm going off memory.
You're okay. That one's actually kind of easy to talk about, but it's good. I like it. But we won't spend too many neurons on that.
Of course, that would then there would, and then if you want a dirty joke, there was the Yo Mama joke.
Because if you always want to tell a dirty joke, just a girl found in the mud.
Well, you know, the Yo Mama joke was, your mama's so dumb that she got fired from a sperm bank. For drinking on the job.
Ladies and gentlemen, Monday Night America. There we go. Peace and long life. Thank you for spending Monday night with us. We'll be a little bit more randy next time. So, oh, Big Dog doesn't. He's a lefty too. So
well, I can do it. Yeah.
I can't. I can only do lefty. On the right, it's I have.
Really?
I've taught. Oh, maybe you haven't been on there when I've talked
to what, what's funny is.
I'm not able to. No. And it's been for some time now. I mentioned, folks, that I have detected. I don't know what my father had. He drank a great deal, and his hands trembled at the very end. I mean, just trembled. And I've noticed from time to time that I have a bit of a tremble as well. But I am unable to do the Vulcan. There, I can't do it.
But see, I can do it. Easy. I can do it with both hands. But the thing is, since I broke my hand in high school, I can't do three. You know, I go one, two, and then I have to go three, because if I try and get my pinky finger and my thumb together, they won't go together. That it looks like a claw type of thing. That's as close as I can get.
I think Tony liked your joke, dude. He did. I think he did. That was cool. Tony, thanks, buddy. We appreciate it, man. You're a big part of the family. It means a great deal. Thanks, Tony. Love your commentary. And we appreciate you spending time with us. So it's really good. So, yeah, but there it is. There's the pathetic part of it. That would actually be an emotional moment in Star Trek. Remember when Sarek was unable to do it? And then Picard had to separate the fingers. Like, you see? Oh, my God.
Well, see, it'll be good. I mean, your pinky finger.
Tell me what it is, Siri.
Your pinky finger is the one that trembles?
Well, no, it's I'm unable to. Okay, look, these two.
No, no, I know that part, but you say your hand trembles. Your hand every so often trembles. Is it just your pinky finger, or is it a certain finger?
It's all of them.
Because if you can just get this finger to tremble, you make people happy like that. You got to look at that's a good thing, actually. Helps you out.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you. We're good. Good night, Big Dog. No more. Nah, we're going to get in trouble for that. We'll see you guys on the other side. Peace.
Later.